me, would you? Thank you. Thank you very much. Members, we now need to go back to agenda item number 6. This item was covered upstairs, and members, you took the opportunity to ask questions. And can I say thank you, members, very much indeed. Certainly your 15 to 20 odd questions were just the challenge we needed. Do you wish to now go through more questions, or are you happy to move straight to the recommendations? Councillor Cunningham.
Can I just add another recommendation? Formally thank you, all the officers involved in this enormous and vastly important project for the work they put in and the what looked like very positive results which you've emerged.
Hilary, I'm sure you'll pick that up on the recording system. Could you make sure, I'll ask Councillor Cunningham, do you want it in the minutes or actually as a recommendation?
I would like that as a formal recommendation if you don't mind, Chair.
In that case, then, we will come to that in a moment. Members, are you happy to move straight to the recommendations in agenda item 6? In that case, then, 2-1, that Cabinet accepts the meat, I wish we'd write these things out in the form, for Lot 1, on condition that East Hertfordshire District Council also accepts the meat for Lot 1, and providing the condition in paragraph 2-1, is satisfied, this report further recommends as follows. 2-2, that Cabinet delegates authority to the Chief Executive in consultation with the Executive Member for Waste Management, Recycling and Environment to accept the meat for Lot 2. 2-3, that the Head of Environmental and Leisure Services is authorised to issue notification of intention to award contracts to the bidders that submitted meat for Lot 1 and Lot 2, respectively. And 2.4, that the Head of Environment and Leisure Services is authorised to award contracts to the bidders that submitted the meat for Lot 1 and Lot 2, respectively, upon the conclusion of the standstill periods. And the addition of 2.5, please, that all the officers from both authorities be sincerely thanked for the amount of time and effort that have been put in to bring this joint contract about. Right. Members, are you all happy to vote on that and agree?
Agree.
Thank you very much. Can we now please move to agenda item 7? Shared service for waste and street cleansing and the selection of options. Members, I'll make the same comments as I made for agenda item 6. This was discussed upstairs, the report was gone through, and once again, members, you asked all the questions where you thought there was need to be a challenge on any of the items within this report. Do you wish to ask further questions now, members, or do you wish to move to the recommendations?
If anyone was, do we add that 2.8 in from the pink papers?
Yes.
Chair, we can, but equally 2.8 is going to be in the minutes anyway, as it is. So it would be a duplication.
Okay, Councillor Weeks.
Would we need to include here the recommendation from overview and scrutiny? As well, because you took it with items. So.
Yeah. In that case, then, if I take the second part of their recommendation first, which was that we must clearly, that if minded to charge for the collection of garden waste, every effort made to communicate to the public the reasons for doing so. Absolutely, I mean, we've thrashed that out upstairs and we've thrashed that out down here. So I'm quite happy to add that to the recommendations when we come to them. And the other recommendation that the Cabinet requested to give due weight to the feedback. Well, I think we have certainly done that, both upstairs with our questions and the comment that Julian made down here, that yes, we have given due weight and we've equally given due weight to the fact that the reason why we are doing this is because, like all other councils, we are getting squeezed and squeezed for finances. So I'm quite happy to say that both of these have been agreed to. Members, do you have any different views, please? OK. Okay, we will make sure they're included, so when we come to the end, that they will be put in. So if you look at the recommendations, one, that Cabinet agree in principle to a change in the way that materials are collected, separated paper to separated glass, if this provides material financial savings. Two, that Cabinet delegate authority to the Chief Executive in consultation with the Executive Member for Waste Management, Recycling and Environment to determine the collection option once the financial impact is known and following consultation with East Hertfordshire Council. 2.3, that Cabinet agree to the introduction of weekly food waste collections and a charged garden waste collection service for the new contract commencing 9th of May 2018. Do I need to add the same bit?
I suggest for clarity adding the same bit into the end.
And have agreed an annual charge of £40. Yep. 2.4, the above is agreed. Then Cabinet are asked to recommend to Council that £126,000 is added to the Cabinet programme for the purchase of food caddies that will allow weekly food collection. And do we need to add the 7 addendum to this as
so
well?
So that would be the recommendation as it appears on addendum 7.
Right, okay, thank you. 2.5, that Cabinet agree to continue the provision of curbside textile collection. 2.6, that Cabinet agree to include the separate collection of batteries from the curbside for the new contract commencement 9th of May 2018. 2.7, that Cabinet agree to delegate the decision to the Head of Leisure and Environment to determine the viability of curbside collection of WEE following further liaison with the preferred bidder. And 2.8, overview and scrutiny's recommendation to Cabinet that we be requested to give due weight to the feedback from public consultation, and that Cabinet feel due weight has been given to the outcome of this consultation alongside the need to make sure that it is an affordable service. Could I have appropriate words along that line? But we need to know why we've given it due consideration and why we're still going ahead.
Thank you, Chairman. If I think that will almost suffice in those words. I think the Cabinet has considered the recommendation from Overview and Scrutiny Committee and given the outcome of the consultation due weight in its consideration of the matter.
Right. And then 2.9... the recommendation from Overview and Scrutiny that if minded to charge for the collection of garden waste, every effort be made to communicate to the public reasons for doing this. And Cabinet are happy to agree this.
And again, Chairman, I think a form of words along the lines of Cabinet accepts the recommendation from Overview and Scrutiny Committee and will ensure that there is a communications plan around the implementation of the new waste collection arrangements.
Thank you very much. Members, I think that brings the agenda for this evening's Cabinet meeting, both the joint session with East Hearts and the separated session, to an end. And can I say, members, thank you very much indeed. I think we might have made history this evening.
Could you take a vote on the recommendation?
Thank you for reminding me. We have a vote on 2, right through to 2.9. Thank you very much. Thank you. And as I say, thank you very much. It's been an experience for all of us. I'll own up now and say it went a lot smoother than that.